It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Wisconsin marked May 5th as the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women Day of Awareness. It's the second year that day was recognized also as a National Day of Awareness. In his 2021 proclamation, President Biden said, quote, thousands of unsolved cases of missing and murdered Native Americans continue to cry out for justice and healing. Madison-based recording artist Kelly Jackson has been using her music to bring attention to this issue. The Ojibwe singer is originally from the Lac du Flambeau band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians. Her award-winning albums include Spirit of a Woman and Renditions of the Soul. She recently filmed a music video in Madison for the song Don't Speak, which is from the Renditions of the Soul album. Its premiere was part of an Indigenous-led event raising awareness of violence against women. Kelly, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you so much for the invitation to join you today. I'm excited to share a little bit about what we've been doing in the Madison area.
Well, first I want to share some of your song, Don't Speak. Here's a listen to some of it.
She cries in the dark, shadows in her thoughts, shame overcomes what can't be undone. Cold sweats, torn flesh, lost innocence, my independence. Don't speak, don't cry, don't ask, don't try. It's all you can do to get by. Don't think, don't breathe, don't live indiscriminately. It's what we do to get by. It's how we survive.
Kelly, can you tell us some about this song and the inspiration for it?
Wow. Well, to be honest, you know, Spirit of a Woman, my first album, was a tribute to all of the women in my life, aunties, mother, friends, relatives who have helped guide me. I think all of us have had influential women in our lives that, you know, really have uplifted us or kind of lift as they climb. And so my first album was really focused on more of an uplifting kind of environment, where Renditions of the Soul really touched on topics that are a little harder and a little more difficult to process. And I think music's always been an incredible medicinal tool for myself and for my community. And so Don't Speak was really inspired by my own, you know, my own survival, if you will, as a victim of, you know, sexual and physical violence. And I really wanted to explore, you know, more deeply, you know, how this had an impact on me personally. But I guess it also really reflected the fact that I come from an Indigenous community, which is, you know, truly the statistics and the information are very startling when it comes to violence against Indigenous women. And I wanted to, you know, really create a conversational piece that would make it okay to start talking about, about this topic. And so Don't Speak was really inspired at the opposite of that, is we're sort of told not to talk about it. It's embarrassing. It's humiliating. And yet the song is really inspiring the idea of, we do have to talk about these things. And most importantly, that you're not alone, that there are so many of us, and not just Indigenous women, but women in general, that have had to face, you know, the life events of trauma. And it was a piece that inspired, you know, the, you know, recognition of survival, and even more is the thrival or the thriving that's necessary after someone encounters that experience.
Do you feel like the ice is breaking when people hear your song, for example? Do they think maybe now it's time for me to speak up?
Without a doubt. And I think the song was actually released in 2015, and I would perform it, you know, throughout the world when I was performing. And it always was something that I was highly sensitive of. And oftentimes I wouldn't perform it because maybe it wasn't the appropriate event. But I found that when I did perform it, almost always I would have someone encounter me saying, wow, that really resonated with me. I really had this experience, and, you know, it really was a powerful, you know, expression through music. And so it really made me realize, as time went on and as the missing and murdered Indigenous women efforts have really started to, you know, move more into a global spotlight, how it was even more important to bring this, you know, to the surface. And what better way to do that but through, you know, a visual presentation of the song. And it was very challenging for me because I'm not a mental health provider. I'm not an expert in, you know, this area. I'm simply, you know, an Indigenous woman who has experienced that but wants to be part of the conversation. And so even in order to put that visual together and to create and record a music video, I found myself reaching out to other women, women who had been working in the profession, women that had experienced trauma in their life, women that have, you know, looked at how to make an impact, how to impact change. I also talked to other men and Indigenous men on how and what their role could or can be in order to impact change. And it really came together, this idea of in the music video being very diverse, that this happens to all different types of women. And so the video showcases a veteran, a, you know, college student, a woman in a domestic scenario, and then, of course, children of sexual assault by a family member. So we tried to be as diverse as we could and yet sensitive enough to, you know, not show actual moments of trauma, although it does have very limited amounts of that. But we wanted to capture the diversity that this issue impacts. And so it was a challenge in the whole construction. But the storyline definitely resonates with a lot of people. And I felt like what a great, you know, a step forward to not just having the conversation, but to launching a nationwide awareness campaign and also essentially a fundraising campaign.
Right.
And I know one of the challenges that I'm faced just as an individual is just when you ask someone, how are you going to impact change? How are you going to impact the better protection of women and girls? How are you going to impact the better services that are provided to women who are in a, you know, victim cycle service line? How do you create change? And I don't think I really know how to do that. And I think the initial launch of this is more information seeking, asking for people's guidance and help on what is the best way for us to utilize music and essentially a partnership. So we've partnered with the Gray Wolf Foundation, which is a local Madison nonprofit organization that is helping us collect revenue and then ultimately helping us decide how to distribute those revenue sources to make the biggest impact. But we do certainly invite advice from others who are working in this sector to help us become better stewards of the awareness campaign, but also where resources can be allocated to make the biggest and most aggressive impact.
And Kelly, you've got this new video, this big partnership, as you say, inviting people to give their perspectives. How would you encourage people to think about this and then to take a step to get involved, whether that's through reaching out to this effort or doing something in their own community?
Well, I think first and foremost, the video itself is called Don't Speak, which is sort of the absolute opposite of what we're looking for. But that's just sort of the message that we're conveying now is that let's have a conversation. Let's, after this radio program is over, you know, just being able to, as a family, as a community, start having the conversation about what are the services available in your community? What are the challenges that are facing your local communities? Is there a way for you to get engaged locally or even just to be an advocate for your family or community in some way? So that would be the first call to action. The second would be to reach out to Gray Wolf Foundation. He is definitely collecting advice on how to better serve, you know, this particular cause and is, you know, currently accepting donations as we speak. They are also putting together what we're calling emergency care packages, which will include, you know, the critical items that a woman or victim may need when they're leaving a traumatic scenario and find themselves without any of the unique and essential items that are needed. So, it, you know, a backpack with essential items, including a phone and gas card and also just knowing from the community what other services or items might be better served in these packages. So, you know, donations, feedback through the Gray Wolf Foundation. I certainly personally am willing to talk with folks who are interested in reaching out and having a more in-depth conversation with me about how to be a better advocate. We also would like to partner with other foundations and organizations that have similar plights, if you will.
Kelly, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us again today.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for the invitation. I really appreciate being part of the highlighted programs today. And I really do look forward to working with WPR in the future. So, Chimigwich in my language, big thank yous.
Thank you. Kelly Jackson is a Madison-based Ojibwe recording artist, originally from the Lac du Flambeau band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians. Been talking about her song and new music video, Don't Speak, raising awareness of violence against women.